Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Psalm 50, verses 9 through 12. Here's what the psalmist writes. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains and the insects in the field are mine. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. In this passage, the psalmist reminds us of God's ownership of all things and sets the stage for the believer's theology of possessions. Four things that we need to know regarding the theology of possessions. God owns all things, that's one. Everything we have is a gift from God. Thirdly, everything we have is to be used to honor God. And finally, as a manager of God's gift, I must be faithful. Let's think about these. First, God owns all things. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, Psalm 24:1 says. From the raw material to everything made from it, God is the sole owner of all things. Do you really believe that? If you do, not only does God own all things, but secondly, it follows, everything we have is a gift from Him. We fool ourselves into thinking that our hard work has allowed us to have the things we have. But be sure, we have nothing that has not been given to us by God. Do you treat what God has given you as a rightful possession or as a gracious gift? So God owns all things. Everything we have is a gift from God. And then thirdly, everything we have is to be used to honor God. God's given me everything I have, and He's given me everything I have for a purpose. I can't spend the gifts on myself in the vacuum of a self-absorbed life. So the question is, are you honoring God with what He's given you? God owns all things. Everything we have is a gift from God. Everything we have is to be used to honor God. And finally, as a manager of God's gifts, I must be faithful. The requirement of a manager is to be faithful with what he's been entrusted with. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. So here's the question. Are you using God's gracious gifts according to his desires? Father, it is easy to conclude that we are owners, not managers, consumers, not stewards. We fool ourselves into thinking that what we have is a result of our training and expertise and hard work. Remind us often of the truth in today's passage. Help us to manage your gifts in a way that honors you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.